there. I'm Caitlin Daly, and you're listening to Listen Up, where we show you how to get more out of the music you love. I'm obsessed with music. If you flip through my music on my iPad right now, you might hear this. Or this. Or even this. Music represents so many different parts of my life. It's taken me to India, to Hawaii for 4 years, and even inspired me to be an Irish step dancer. I've met so many other people that have eclectic taste in music too, because of their backgrounds and life experiences. I love talking about music with other people and using everything I've picked up along the way to help them hear new things that they may not have realized about music. So that's what this podcast is all about, helping you get more out of the music you love. I want us to take a trip back to 2001. If you were like me, your hair was cut in the Rachel, you followed the true love story of Britney Spears and Justin Timberlake, and were heartbroken when Destiny's Child broke up to do some side projects. Do you remember listening to this song when it first came out? Maybe we'll meet at a bar, he'll drive a funky car. Maybe we'll meet at a club and fall so deeply in. Like most people, when I first heard it, I smiled and went, "That's the band America, I got it," and then rocked out to the rest of the song. But on my third listen, something caught my ear. It was a high-pitched piano line that stuck out kind of quietly above the guitar jangles. Listen again and see if you can hear it. This one sounded familiar, and after a few times humming it, I realized it was a pretty solid sample of classical composer Erik Satie's Gymnopédies No. 1. Here's what that melody sounds like. Let's hear that Janet Jackson version again. Can you really hear it now? It kind of changes your whole view of the song, huh? I actually have a confession to make. I'm a classical music lover. Wait, don't hit your stop button. Let me take a guess about what's going through your head right now.
I don't get it.
It's for old people.
It's so boring.
I've heard these words so many times out of people's mouths, and science kind of backs them up on this. Dr. Daniel Levitin wrote a pretty amazing book called This Is Your Brain on Music, and describes why our brain wants to tune out certain types of music. It really comes down to the complexity of the music. Picture an upside-down U on a graph. The x-axis is how complex the music is, and the y-axis is your attention span. So, if you're constantly listening to Mary Had a Little Lamb, your brain says, peace out! Likewise, if you're subjected to listen to music that you don't understand how to listen to, your brain shuts down too. But the sweet spot in the middle is where your brain is intrigued. It's where things are familiar, but not pinned down. It's where your brain is still picking up information and where it's still learning. It's why your favorite song 2 months ago is now your least favorite because it was overplayed. I became a classical music junkie when I really learned how to listen, not just hear music. It also changed how I listen to all other genres of music too. That's what we're gonna do on this podcast. Each episode, we're gonna be exploring different elements of music, like melody and rhythm, and how to listen to them better. I'm willing to bet that I can change your mind on classical music. When you're really listening to music, it's kind of like taking off your sunglasses to look at a really gorgeous sunset. All of a sudden, things change and there's no going back. We won't listen to too much classical music, but it'll be there in bits and pieces. For the most part, we'll be listening to rock and pop. Let me blow your mind again, this time with Madonna. Not that one, the serious Madonna. Don't worry, you didn't miss a violin concerto that Madonna secretly wrote and just released. That was written a little over 100 years ago by Johannes Brahms. But did you hear a little Madonna in there? Let me help you out. Don't cry for me, Argentina. The truth is I never left you. All through my wild days, my mad existence, I kept my promise. Don't keep your distance. Want to hear it one more time? Now listen to when she sings, all through my wild days, my mad existence. All through my wild days, my mad existence. existence. Can you believe that you're actually going to be thinking about dead composers next time you hear Janet Jackson and Madonna? Join us next time as we talk about this gem from the 70s.
I got a brand new pair of roller skates. You got a brand new key.
Listen Up is produced by Nelson Vandenberg and Katie Russo and presented by the New Haven Symphony Orchestra in partnership with the University of New Haven and WNHU 88.7 FM. For more, visit newhavensymphony.org.